This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. A national study a few years back revealed something shocking about Black men in medical school. There were fewer in 2014 than in 1978. Med school recruiters decided they had to step up their game. Dr. De La Corradudu knows two worlds, medicine and basketball.
A lot of people call me Dr. Dale. Right now we're at Crestwood Baptist Church in the basketball recreational gym.
Okorodudu is a huge fan and comes here to play with his son. He says making it as a professional ball player, like making it as a doctor, requires dedication, mentorship, and practice. Unlike basketball, though, medical school recruiters don't come to you.
It's very difficult to get recruited. You try to go to these recruitment fairs that happen all across the country, but that costs time, that costs money. The vast majority of students just can't do that.
Okorodudu has been on a mission to get more minority students interested in becoming doctors. A few years ago, he began a series of inspirational videos called Black Men in White Coats.
My name is Curtis Moore. I am a cardiology fellow at UT.
My name is Ejiofor Ezekwe.
I'm Kafur Drassa. I am a physician scientist.
And I am a Black man in a white coat.
And while the videos were a success, he realized inspiration alone doesn't provide the direct connection students need to apply. That's why he launched an online recruitment tool called Premed Star. It links students interested in medical school with people in admissions, like Dr. Cedric Bright.
I'm excited about it because it's a virtual platform.
Bright is an assistant dean at the University of North Carolina Medical School. UNC ranks near the top when it comes to graduation rates for African Americans and Native Americans. He says it's about time millennial students can connect virtually from anywhere in the world with admissions officers.
Average student who applies to medical school applies to over 15 different schools. And certainly you want to have some type of a platform where you have that ability to interact with admissions officers to make that determination whether that is a fit for you.
Picture it like a Match.com for pre-med students. You create a profile, select schools you're interested in, and people like Dr. Bright get an alert. So far, PremedStar has about a dozen medical schools signed up and partnerships with national student associations and the for-profit college company Kaplan, Inc. Obed Figueroa, a diversity consultant in New York, has studied how schools are recruiting underrepresented medical students. He says there are barriers for these students in the application process, like low exam scores and high costs, and for admissions officers.
In medical school, committees are less forgiving for blemishes that one may have experienced. It's a competitive process.
Figueroa's research shows universities can boost the number of minority med students by partnering with student organizations, offering intensive test prep, and creating a K-12 science pipeline. So why invest the time and the money? For one thing, there's a national doctor shortage.
Students of color are more likely to choose primary care and family practice as a specialty. And this is where the need is greatest.
That's why med school applicant Larry Bello is considering becoming a primary care doctor. To connect with schools, he's signed up online for the free PremedStar program.
Because I felt that it was going to be very helpful, not just to me as a non-traditional student, but to me as a minority student.
Bello, who's in his late 30s, was born in Dominica in the Caribbean. He already has a PhD and is an adjunct biology professor at the University of Texas at Galveston. Even with all that experience,
I'm still the needle in the haystack. You may stand out as someone coming into med school as a minority from undergrad with a 4.0 GPA. However, if you're coming in after being in grad school for 7-8 years, you don't stand out as much.
Bello hopes his profile on PremedStar helps him get noticed and shows other minority students one pathway to the medical schools that are so eager to find them. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.